Time Warner Audiobooks presents Reason for Hope, A Spiritual Journey, written by Jane Goodall with Philip Berman and read by Jane Goodall.
Many years ago, in the spring of 1985, I visited the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. There were not many people around, and it was quiet and still inside. I gazed in silent awe at the great rose window, glowing in the morning sun. All at once, the cathedral was filled with a huge volume of sound, an organ playing magnificently for a wedding taking place in a distant corner. Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. I had always loved the opening theme, but in the cathedral, filling the entire vastness, it seemed to enter and possess my whole self. It was as though the music itself was alive. That moment, a suddenly captured moment of eternity, was perhaps the closest I have ever come to experiencing ecstasy, the ecstasy of the mystic. How could I believe it was the chance gyrations of bits of primeval dust that had led up to that moment in time? The cathedral soaring to the sky, the collective inspiration and faith of those who caused it to be built, the advent of Bach himself, the brain, his brain, that translated truth into music, and the mind that could, as mine did then, comprehend the whole inexorable progression of evolution. Since I cannot believe that this was the result of chance, I have to admit anti-chance. And so I must believe in a guiding power in the universe. In other words, I must believe in God. I was taught as a scientist to think logically and empirically, rather than intuitively or spiritually. When I was at Cambridge University in the early 1960s, most of the scientists and science students working in the Department of Zoology, so far as I could tell, were agnostic or even atheist. Those who believed in a god kept it hidden from their peers. Fortunately, by the time I got to Cambridge, I was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?